Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What is more fun than great grandpappy's ashes?
Oh. I like the way you're spinning it.
This is going to be fun, right? All right, whose great grandpa is it?
So I was going out to dinner with my buddy. We haven't talked to each other in a minute, and his name is Zach, and I was hanging out with him, and he brought something up. His grandmother, unfortunately, passed away a couple months ago now, but he was telling me, he goes, I had something so weird happen to me. So they were going through the list of things that she was willing down mm-hmm. to family members, like as you would when your, grandparent, parent yeah. passes
when
away,
they
whatever.
Eat it.
Yeah. Yep. And so it got to him, and he was like, I didn't think I was going to get anything, but she had willed him something, and he was like, okay, money, clock, I don't know, grandfather uh-huh. clock, whatever. No, she willed him down the urn of her father's ashes. So his great-grandfather's ashes.
Grandpappy.
Wow.
She willed down to
still
him.
Still had him, huh?
And she still had him, and apparently it meant a lot to her. Obviously it was her, you know, I understand why it would mean a lot to her, but she's passing that down to the next generation. And he looked at me for like a solid 5 seconds and said nothing. He just goes, I got the ashes. And I did not know if I was, like, supposed to kind of chuckle at this or whatever. Because, like, yeah. death is a very uncomfortable thing to yeah. bring up. And so I'm like, is that, like, were y'all close? He goes, I've never met him.
Oh.
So he passed away yeah. before he ever even got wow. the chance to meet him. And he's like, I don't really want these. Like, it's nothing against my family or my grandmother.
Like, I had
it's
no relationship.
Like, yeah. What do I
sentimental
do?
There, right?
Yeah, there's nothing going on. So,
and who gets the clock? Because
exactly, right?
Better deal.
Right? It's a Come way on. Better deal. I want the grandfather.
Is it
clock.
Or is it more special to know that you know this was incredibly special to the grandma, and now you have it. You know, you have the urn of her father.
I know, but like
it's something. There's something there that's magical.
Like family history type
family history.
Thing.
Yeah. There's something there I mean, that's kind of special.
Obviously, it's sentimental value. I understand that. But for him, he's like, okay, well, hold on. This poses a question. He asked me, he goes, dude, how long am I supposed to keep these?
That's
like,
what I was just wondering.
Do I now will them down to my future children? Or
yeah.
what do I do here? And I wanted to pose that to you guys. I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I know.
This is
what
strange.
What is the protocol for
I've never
on.
Been in this predicament.
I know. I feel like grandma.
And where does he put them?
Yeah, I feel like grandma should have taken them with her, right? Like,
well, yeah.
Where was grandpappy? At the house? Just on a shelf? Like, does he know where he was?
Oh, in grandma's house?
Yeah.
No, he didn't bring that up, but I'm assuming, like, what, the man? Where do you put the
yeah,
mantle?
Like,
he's on a shelf.
Like,
yeah. He's not in a box somewhere. Probably.
No, so yeah. he literally has great-grandpappy. He said he put it in the guest room right now. So
just out of
those
sight.
Those poor guests rolling over looking at that.
No! That's an
turns
odd
over,
lamp.
Hears voices.
Hey, Ed. Or whatever his name was. What's an old-time prospector name? That's probably his name.
Rutherford.
Yeah. Wilbur. I don't know. I will say phone lines are wide open if you guys want to sound off about this. It's Friday. We would love to talk to people. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What do you do in this situation when ashes have been essentially willed down to you? Do you hold on to them out of respect for the deceased, or do you... You dump them?
Do you spread them? I mean, would you go to Grandpappy's favorite spot?
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't know what that is.
You don't even know the
you
guy.
You don't even know like, what that would be.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
I think Grandma slacked and just passed them on. Because I seriously, I think
she's
like,
I don't want to deal
well,
with this.
Well, exactly.
Goodbye, world.
I'll just give them to old, you know, old Zach there.
Little Zach will love these ashes. We got Mercury and Alex on the line right now. Hi, Mercury.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning to you. So what do you do with these ashes?
I mean, honestly, if it was me, it's like, you know, out of respect for still being a family member, even if I didn't know him, I would put them on a floating shelf above my fireplace and let them just sit there until, you know, until I decided, you know, to move it.
Really? So you would display them?
Yeah.
Just out of respect? Is that why?
Yeah, it's definitely out of respect. It's like, you know, if it was one of my great-grandfathers that I didn't know, you know, maybe I would, you know, take the time to actually just research about him and, you know, still have him in the house.
Okay.
You could put a little picture up there.
I wouldn't just dump him, you know, down the toilet, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know. That was
with all
bad.
Due respect.
Yeah. But, no, you're right.
He
Mercury.
Loved the water, though. He was
he
into water sports.
It. He wanted it that way. No, but you make a good point because, yeah, what if the great-grandpa comes back to haunt him? Because he did
don't make me do my own voice. Just, don't
I,
make
I
me.
No, don't do it.
Where's my ashes?
I'm just saying, though. Like, what if
Mercury?
Like, you do something bad, and then he takes that as I'm going to come haunt you.
Thank you for putting the ashes on the shelf,
yeah,
Mercury.
You respect me.
Booga booga booga.
That's just me, you know, honoring. That would be just me honoring the generation that came before me.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. You could decorate the urn for various holidays. You could put little bunny ears
on
it.
Again, I don't know if you.
You could wrap it in tinsel for Christmas. It's a good time. And you're avoiding being haunted.
That's
so
funny.
I will say that's probably a good idea.
That's how your brain works.
Mercury, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Put some Christmas lights around it, really, you know.
If anyone wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. What do you do with the ding-dang ashes? Here's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl. We're super dupes.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, me too, man. I'm kind of with Katie on this one. I think Grandma just forgot about him.
Yep.
You think?
And put him in her will.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah.
So what I would honestly do is, like, you can go to specific, like, cremation companies, and you can pay to have them scattered in the Rockies. So at least he's, like, still in the state. And you're still respecting that kind of aspect of it. But I mean, I've been in the grandma's shoes before, with my grandparents. So, I mean, they're in the ocean now.
Okay. So you,
grandma's in the ocean.
Well,
now.
But again, I like that you spread their ashes. So it's not like you just like, shove them aside. You still did what you thought was best with them.
You sent them back to nature.
Yeah.
And took them back to nature. And like I said, like, Grandma and Grandpa were in the closet for a very long time. And we finally just decided, because I worked for a cremation company, we just decided to, you know.
That's convenient. That's
extremely convenient.
Like, you were tapped in.
Yeah.
Like, you knew.
I was very tapped in. And I was like, you know what? I think they were just waiting in the closet for me to get this job, guys. Yeah. Like,
Alex, get us out of the closet and dump us in the oceans.
Absolutely.
We love
100%.
You.
But, yeah, definitely, I would scatter them. And then maybe, like, go out to eat with your family or something to just kind of, like, celebrate them. Still, and then also celebrate Grandma.
Yeah, you dump them out, and you're like, who's ready for biscuits at Texas Roadhouse?
Exactly.
Celebration of life and honey butter. Come on.
Honey butter.
Honey butter.
It's what Grandpa would have wanted. Absolutely. Alex, thank you very much for your very thoughtful call. We can do one more. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, what do you do with the ashes?
Okay, what I really think needs to happen is that the ashes need to be committed to a cemetery.
You can do that?
You can put them, you can buy, but that involves like buying a plot and a headstone and all that, right?
Well, it might, but you could also find perhaps a deal. I think some cemeteries offer discounts.
I've seen a lot of cemetery Groupons, so
stop
that
it.
Might be where you start. No,
but if you already have the ashes, right? That's what you're saying. It's like one less step.
Yeah, it's the most dignified thing that you can do for a deceased person.
I love that.
It
that's
is very
how you
dignified,
said it.
But the cost.
I know, but you yuck. Did right by great granddaddy.
Can you get half off because it's just the ashes now?
I know. Yeah.
No, it's gonna cost. But maybe those value packs, the coupon books that come in the mail.
Stop.
You're
not gonna get.
Why are you trying to make this work?
I know.
I'm not. I'm just trying. I'm a problem solver.
Laura
Jeremy,
doesn't
think
so.
I think you should really consider committing your great-grandfather to a cemetery, and then you can come visit. Whereas if you scatter his ashes, you wouldn't be able to go visit him.
Just the place.
Well, yeah. It's very kind of you. This is Josh's friend's great-grandfather. I have no idea where my great-grandfather is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. You got it mixed up.
Did you lose him?
We lost him a long time ago.
Like, where is he?
We went and checked the lost and found at the gym. Like, we checked Goodwill. But we have no
can't
idea where he's
granddaddy's at. Granddaddy's at Texas Roadhouse
he's
with those honey butter
enjoying
rolls.
The cinnamon butter.
That's where he's
yeah.
at.
Laura, thank you for the call. Thank you, everybody. This just kind of fell apart, didn't it?
No, it's fine. We got some answers
just
today.
Just do like My Strange Addiction and eat the ashes.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Tell your friend that,
Jeremy.
Okay? Too far?
No.
Yum, 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 yum.